Welcome to Tribe Talk, the podcast by Tribe of Women. I'm Amy Robinson, founder and CEO of Tribe of Women. During each episode, we'll hear from guests from around the world that connect to our mission to establish cultures of women supporting women and more good men, and to answer your questions about how to grow the Tribe of Women together. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started. Hello, beautiful podcast listeners. I am so excited to be here with you for our Tribe Talk relaunch. I can hardly believe that we have been podcasting for a year. So appropriately, this episode is the full Tribe Team recap of our first year in podcasting. During this year's strategic planning retreat, we decided to cozy up in a bedroom together and talk about all of the experiences that we've had this past year and first year of podcasting. So you get to be a fly on the wall. You get to be part of that conversation as we talk about the behind the scenes lessons, our favorite guests, and our vision for this next year. It makes me warm just thinking about that day. And I hope that you feel some of that warmth because undoubtedly, you were on our minds and in our hearts as we talked about everything that we wanted our second year of podcasting to be for you and all of us together. So thank you if you've listened in the past. Thank you for being here now. As you will learn in this episode, we learned how important it is to lean on one another. So we hope that you will become part of our podcast community to make this the greatest year ever. Take a look and a listen. Same place in the same room.
Yay!
So
Amy,
excited.
Laurie, Courtney.
Amy, Laurie, Courtney, and Lorraine. Yeah. Yay. I'm so excited to see your faces all together. It's been a year.
It's been a year.
2017.
I can't believe it's been a year.
I know. Oh, 1 year. Happy anniversary, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have our anniversary crowns on.
They're very cool.
Yep.
They are very cool.
Crafty.
Crafty.
I'm glad that we made them. I'm glad we're wearing them.
We are queens.
All right, so what are you the queen of, Courtney?
Queen of change.
Embracing change
is what it says.
Because I change a lot, Courtney.
We love you.
And this and that.
Oh, I know, but you're so full of ideas and I don't know. You're just very enthusiastic and encouraging, mm-hmm. and I love that about you.
Beautiful energy.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
love it.
Beautiful
addictive.
Energy.
You're addictive.
You guys are amazing. You're addictive. We need to do this more.
I know. That's part of it. I'm like, how can we be together like all day, every day? That would be good.
In Lorraine's guest room.
Yeah,
away from everything.
With her beautiful
Come
view.
On in.
Yeah. All right. What's your crown?
Queen of balance. Because some of the things that you were saying to me earlier showed me that I'm willing to, I came up with nobody's going to save you from yourself. So I've learned to make the decisions to allow more balance into my life. So I'm not just stressed and working and busy, but I'm more able to do a little bit of both and get some relaxation and reflection and peace.
Yeah.
Calm.
Yeah, I have really admired that about you this year. It's just, it is keeping that, and you have to say, you've had to say no to things to say yes to you.
Yeah.
And that was really...
And worth it. I'm happy with those decisions so far, because in the moment, they're hard decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But later, you can look back and go, yes, that was
and they
the
kept
right
you working with
me.
Tribe. That's the bonus for me.
And me too.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. And your crown is very reflective of that. I'll be excited to put these on social media where people can see them. That's awesome. And yours?
Mine is the clarity. I'm a queen of clarity. I want clarity in all things, health, relationships, work, kind of where I need to go, what I need to be doing, what I need to not do, all of that. So that's what I'm focused on this year.
Which is really appropriate because you're a writer.
Yeah.
And what writing is.
Need to write clearly.
The process of clarity. Well, it's the process of clarity. Like you kind of like make some order out of chaos sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's not easy to do.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Amy?
Mine is, I'm the queen of tribe.
Oh, cheater.
Yes, you are.
I am a cheater. I am a cheater. And, of course, I have a shoe on the very front.
Yep.
Because of that, we have this fabulous calendar. And because the TEDx talk that I did, I used shoes as a metaphor for how we connect with each other by complimenting each other. Mm-hmm. And then on the front of it, I brought some of our old paperwork from my scrap pile, and in it were some of our very first appropriate podcast scripts.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I cut out Amy, which was my cue of what I was going to say, and it said, "Yes, we love our tribe."
Just like that.
And that was my, and that was my, so I think it's appropriate that we're talking about our podcast and our anniversary edition.
Yes.
Because I think that's one of the things I want to talk about today, is just kind of all the things that we learned. In addition to the fabulous, amazing, star-studded cast of guests that we had.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. Yeah.
We really did. We also learned a heck of a lot. And I think one of the very, I will put out there, one of the things I learned was not to script.
Right.
That's a big thing. Yes.
Yeah.
It was. And we had this amazing podcast studio that supported us for half the year. And, you know, all the equipment and the bells and the whistles, and Ella Jane was amazing.
Yeah.
And we learned so much. I think one of the challenges was, is that because it was so buttoned up, that we felt buttoned up and nervous. Mm-hmm. And
well,
some
we
other
were learning.
Things. Oh,
and
we
that's
were.
All part of it, right?
We were. Mm-hmm. We were.
To be perfect.
I know. Well, and that's, you know, you go into something. Plus, it's out there, right? Mm-hmm. People are listening, and you know that it's going out there, and so of course you want it to be
as perfect as possible.
Yeah, as perfect as possible. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot better when it's not perfect.
Mm-hmm. So it really is.
And it's more fun.
If we could share the outtakes.
Oh my goodness.
That was like my favorite part of those conversations, were the stuff that nobody else is going to ever hear, probably.
Oh, yes, they will. We're going to find them. We're going to dig them up.
It was like a fly on a wall in a room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite
thing. What's happening right now.
Just really getting to know those people. Like,
yes.
Their personalities and their interests.
And they love us as much as we love them.
I know.
I love that. Because we've all stayed connected. I mean, we've stayed connected to everyone.
Yeah.
I think that was a good early boost for all of us, and especially maybe for you, Amy, was to have so many people say, "Oh, yeah, I looked at your website, and of course I want to be on this, and of course I want to be part of this." So that was definitely, you know, when you start a new thing, knowing that you love it's one thing, but then hearing other people say, "I get this, I connect," then that's exciting.
Yeah, so. Especially when you've got, we know how big we are or how small we are, or, you know, what's going on inside all the craziness and building it. We forget what it looks like from the outside. Yeah, we also forget sometimes, not forget, but lose sight of why we're doing it. And so putting it back out there and saying, "Hey, do you want to be on the Tribe Talk podcast? Because here's our mission of women supporting women and more good men." And people just get that immediately. I don't think we really had any turndowns.
No, I don't think so.
Made time for us, which was,
I think, the
awesome.
Only things we missed were things that we just couldn't get on the calendar, you know, or they were, you know, they couldn't do it when we needed
schedule
to.
Opportunities for 2018. Yeah.
I don't think anybody said
exactly.
We'll go back to it.
So one of the things I really liked was having each of you with the guests. And so I hope that we can do that again in 2018, because I really liked having you all as co-hosts. Plus, you know, we got to be together and I don't know, be a tribe together.
And each of us brought our own perspectives and backgrounds to
exactly.
Discussions.
Yeah. So I'm just curious what everybody, so of the interviews that you were in on, the ones that you were a co-host, what were your favorites?
I really loved the ones, I was kind of in on it early on. We were scripting and doing things like that. And so it was really painful to hear myself
It always is.
Brutal.
Yeah.
But I've gotten better, and I think if I, this year, as I co-host with you, it'll be more natural and just flow a lot better for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting to interview Shelley Simpson from J.B. Hunt and knowing her trajectory and the things she's contributed, she genuinely is an example of women supporting women.
And she's coming up on the podcast.
Definitely.
Yeah, she's going to be one of our tribe stories
in
2018.
Yes, some tips. Yay. And then also sitting in and co-hosting for Margaret Rutherford. She was fun to talk to, even off
she takes.
So that was amazing. One that I wasn't on that I really, really liked was Taryn Brumfitt's.
That was mine.
That's what I was gonna say too.
Just because I loved her. I time I see the stuff she's done, it's like yes and yes and double yes. I wish this was around 10 years ago. I mean, I've struggled with it. You know, within myself, and watched others struggle with just body image, and to package and translate it the way that she's done it. I just love it.
Yeah, the body image movement has been amazing to watch, and you know, loved her accent. You remember that?
Australian
accent was so fun. But she just brought so much energy. Like, she was on fire, is on fire, and all the energy that she has.
Her passion
forward,
is amazing.
Her passion.
And the fit is so, it's like she was the one to do that.
Yeah.
She's just such a great fit.
She still is. And
I'm terrible with names, so you'll have to say it. But the lady that had the community.
Esme. Empowering solo moms everywhere.
I loved talking to her, and I love the community that she has built.
Yes.
I think it's amazing, all the tools that
you
she has
You had some
provided.
Really good questions. I remember thinking that you had some just off-the-cuff things that you asked or that you brought
I think we were getting comfortable about that.
It was really good.
Well, I was just so interested in it.
Yeah.
You know, any way that somebody can support women that... you know, that needs support.
Yeah. And I really liked that it was solo moms, not single moms, and her addressing some of those stereotypes and stigmas. And then, of course, actually, when she reached out to us, because I think she was one that that found us, but when she reached out to us, we didn't know that she had created tribes. But her communities are called tribes. And so I just, that was the other thing, I think, just across the board were all of these very symbiotic conversations where we were just kind of saying yes, and we call it, they speak tribe, but you know, so many of the things that we're saying, they are saying in their communities and in their messaging and their tribe, and it was just so affirming.
Great common thread running through all of it.
One that I enjoyed that I wasn't on,
but
I think all of you were on, were the song Suffragettes. They were so fun to listen to. They were giggling.
And then we got to meet them at BFF and spend some time with them there.
So the relationship has just built and built and built and evolved with them.
Yeah.
And they're doing great things right now.
They really are.
That is another thing. I know that all of these, just kind of like other people looking at us from the outside, but it's been great to feel like we were with them in an earlier phase and then watch them grow
and do some
amazing
things.
I mean, we'll continue to have amazing people on the podcast, and we'll keep, you know, shooting for the moon when it comes to who we want on the podcast. At the same time, just having this collective of real people doing incredible things and then getting to sit back and watch them. Has been wonderful. It's been really, really cool.
And Teen Boss too.
And
we've had
this year has been
popping
incredible.
Popping up into my head, you know, like just some amazing women are doing amazing things. And men.
Yes, yes. I think one of my favorite, and I'll say that I hope that we do more of this in 2018, and we're already starting to, is doing more Good Men podcasts. Very focused and very specific. I think one of my favorites definitely is the app in India.
Yes.
And so our More Good Men podcast, I hope that we get to build that, because that perspective is
I think we have some plans in the works to do that,
too. We do, definitely. How about you, Lori?
Well, Courtney already took all of mine.
All of my favorites.
What happens when you're at the end? Wah, wah. But Song Suffragettes was my favorite to be involved in. And, of course, we met them at BFF. And that was so much fun. But also, as a mom of two adult girls, having gone with them through teen years and all of the things that, you know, I hope I imparted to them, and you're not always sure that you got the messages across, just talking to those young women and hearing the feminism and the support of each other coming from them, I was so inspired by how in touch with each other they are and how in touch with their own selves they are at such young ages. That was really incredible to me. And I have been following them all on Instagram and
you can tell they like each other. Their music.
Yeah.
They really like each other.
And they're so supportive of each other.
And of us. They're so great.
Oh,
and
they really are.
That's one of the things that I liked about what we did this year is we had people in the studio. We went to people, you know, Lori, you went to the Women's March. We recorded other places that we went. And then we did phone interviews, which were just fine. And, and definitely we can stay connected. But I really just loved every like the diversity and the diversity of age. That was one of the things that I think we did a good job of age diversity.
For Tribe of Women. Anybody out there want to write a song for Tribe of Women?
Savannah Kai, Kaylee Shore.
Exactly.
We all can sit down and write one.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Right. That'd be our intro.
That'd be fun.
Intro. That would be really
They'd
cool.
totally
I
do
really
it.
Like it.
I think they would. That's a good idea.
Well, and it is the community that we're building and being able to stay connected with everyone. I will say that I would love for us to have, we had good age diversity. We didn't have good cultural or ethnic diversity.
Yeah, we need
I would
to work
really,
on that.
Really love to have more of that this year coming up because I think that it's, I think we let a lot of things happen organically. And so I think we let a lot of people come to us and we had intentions in different directions, but one, we were doing two podcasts a month. And now we're kind of doing three podcasts a month, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
But it's different.
But it's different. and so I think that, you know, we're white women. And so I think that we attracted a lot of women that were white. But, you know, feminism, intersectional feminism is such a value for us. And we do, like in our events and in our own communities and in our own lives, we have a lot of diversity. But when I looked at the podcast, I was like, that is not there. So
and we talked, you know, we talked about it. And I think it's one of those things that as you're going through your day and planning the things, I think having a very small team made it difficult to get some,
all of the things,
get the arms out there, grabbing the people that we needed to get. But that's definitely something I hope to see.
Well, so maybe we can reach out to our community, our listeners now, and you know, asking
tell us
for,
who have on.
Yeah, tell us.
We
who
have a lot more
on.
Flexibility now. At first, we were kind of limited by
so much
proximity
better.
Constraints of the studio time and the time of where
well,
we were.
Well, we were
at
still building so much. Like now, I feel like we're in a place where we know what we're doing a little better.
Yes,
and it's easier to add a little bit something new because we already have these things kind of under control.
Yeah. Right.
Sort of.
We've established our foundation.
Yeah.
Well, and I think we've simplified. So it's like anything else. As you get better, it actually gets more simple. And so we're much more mobile. We've got our technology. We have a great editor in Brad. And who's talented and nimble. And so being able to stay that
we've
that
learned to ride the bike.
We've learned to ride
now
the bike.
Now we can ride the bike further and go more places. So,
stand up.
Take our arms off the handlebars.
Woo! We've already had, and we've already got some great guests in the queue, and we've thought about some themes that we want to do. We want to talk about women and finance because we hear a lot about women. Being more financially independent, but also women investing in women. That's one that's great. Upcoming, we have guests about women's health. And that is very specific to women. We have parts that
get sick.
That get
and
sick.
And we have to talk about it.
And I think that that is a... direct correlation also with our body image and how we feel about ourselves and then how we judge each other and self-image, which we, you know, talk a lot about.
I could do a whole series.
Oh my gosh.
On health and midlife and what that looks like and what we thought it would look like.
From
and it
this doesn't... year alone.
Right now. Let's do it.
It's so needed too, because there's so much that hasn't been said that would help so many people understand different processes or phases that they're going through. And they, and it's easy to feel alone, but when you feel like you have your collective, you have your tribe, and oh, you're not the only one going through this thing.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah, yes. I'm not crazy.
It's just my hormones.
Right.
If we had, if we had just a handful of phrases that we said to each other, it would be, you've got this. You're not crazy. And I guess our word for our phrase for this year would be lean on me.
Lean on, sisters.
I know.
Because we do. We all need to lean on each other.
We do. I love
that it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And not only okay, it's healthy.
And it's
healthy.
And it's, and it's actually a gift to the people that we're leaning on as well. You know,
for sure.
I think we always
especially
hesitate.
If they're asking you to. I mean, if they're reaching out, then
and saying,
certainly,
"Can I give you a hug?" If you don't say no,
what? I don't know what you're talking about right now,
Lori.
It never happens.
I mean, it's so easy to be with you know, because we're all kind of serving other things all the time, to be devoid of connection with other women. But really, it's essential, I think, for our health all the way around, our spirit, mind, and body.
Or we're helping everyone, and it's really hard to sit back and go, okay, now I'm going to let somebody help me. That's really tough sometimes.
So great topics. Wow, we have a lot to look forward to in 2018.
That's just a couple of them. We've definitely, we're going to address, you know, sexual assault, and April is actually Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and so, and then of course coming up in October we'll come back around to Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we'll honor some of those months. We're going to talk about women and entrepreneurship and business, because you've got women that, you know, work for companies and corporations, we've got women working for themselves, but just kind of what does that look like. You know, we'll talk about relationships and families and all the different kinds of tribes that we have in our lives. Divorce, all of those things that
We need each other for.
Each other for.
And I hope that our listeners too will reach out and connect with us and tell us what they, what you know, what keeps them
what
up at
night. Right,
what
do
they? What kind of connection do they? What do they want to hear from us?
Well, and I'll tell you, I would love to have this all mapped out and have all our guests and just be able to tell you, and here's who we have coming on the podcast. But the best part about what happens with us is that, you know, we'll go and do a Tribe Talk workshop somewhere. And in that Tribe Talk workshop, we will discover that there's a topic that really needs to be addressed, or something happens in the news. I mean, the Me Too movement in and of itself, even though we already had it kind of, you know, ready that we were going to talk about sexual harassment and sexual assault, that came up. And then it was not just something to talk about. It was something that we needed to talk about. And so all of those things are going to continue to happen, and people are going to reach out to us, and people are going to say, got a topic, or I've got a person, or we're going to be doing events, or, you know, Bentonville Film Festival will come up again, or, you know, we're going to go to conferences, or we're going to go and do things, and that's going to happen. And so that's, and the other thing is the cool part. So now that we're, so one of the things, Courtney, I'm going to give you all the props and credit for this, which was, we also had, you know, 45 minute podcasts, which not everybody was able to do. And so I think that, you know, the 30 minute podcast, the interviews were so good. And obviously we could keep talking to them and about them, all of those podcasts. But then we had Tribe Tips or Tribe Stories on the end. Tribe Tips were typically somebody that we brought in from the community that had, you know, a relevant topic that would be, you know, national, international. I think Sarah Fennell was one of your favorites, Courtney, because she talked about the period project that she had going on about getting getting pads for women in Africa. That had, that was a local woman who had, you know, an international application, and something that anybody could do. So that's why I love Tribe Tips. And then the Tribe Stories are the things that we, get to go and do wherever we are. And we're figuring out, learning how to be listening and talking to somebody and either follow up with them or get that story right then and there.
I loved what Lori did in Washington and how that was put together and the voices and that was some diversity and because you were out there and just in a passionate place and time on location.
Yes, almost exactly.
You know the Muppet that had the little press stuck in his hat. You know, that's what I felt like. I'm the guy in the hat with the press, the microphone. I'm a Muppet, basically.
Well, and I think
hope we do more of that.
I do too. Mm-hmm. And that was really well put together. And I hope that we'll continue to evolve that model too. Mm-hmm. But we stuck them on the end after those. And so what Courtney said was, let's do minis. Let's do mini episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that. Bites.
Those little, the bites, the snacks that people can eat up. So now, even though we don't have two podcasts a month, we actually kind of have three because we'll have the main interview plus a tribe tip and a tribe story, but they'll all be three separate. So that, because I really do, like Song Suffragettes, those were tribe stories at the end of the podcast, and they were so powerful and awesome.
Right.
And I'm just, you know, I hope that nobody missed them, and I hope that that's something that we can do.
Well, and we realize that our listeners all have different blocks of time that they can listen. So if I'm in the car, just run into the store, I have 10 minutes. Yeah. Or, you know, if I'm on a road trip, I've got 90. So it's good to kind of...
Laundry or back cleaning the house, you've got a little bit more time.
It's good to just be
or
able
you've
to
got kids
take
and
what you
so
yeah.
You can only... We're going to interrupt no matter what you do.
So having different lengths of things you can check in on.
Snackable.
That's good. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Definitely. Plus, it's powerful. I mean, it's all really good, applicable material.
Thank you all for this year. That's been so incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for pushing it forward. You guys do a lot of pushing of me. You guys push me around a lot.
That's right. Somebody's got to do it.
Thank you for being my momentum and affirmation, and I could just have a huge list
all
of words for all the things that all of you are. And so
thank you for trusting us to be a part of your tribe and a part of this big idea.
It is dragging
huge.
Us along with you.
It's huge. along. It is huge. It is huge, and it's just getting bigger and better.
And the great thing is, it really is a tapestry of what we all have, all of our passion and all of our creativity and our connection, and it's the culmination of that. So that community is really a great example of tribe. It's not just one anything, and it is a collective piece of amazing.
Yeah, it's our tribe.
Yeah.
Building the tribe. Do you believe in tribes of women? Join the movement in our newsletter for exclusive content by going to tribeofwomen.com. Click on our podcast tab and support us through Patreon by clicking Be a Patron. Follow and rate the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and other major platforms. Then follow us for inspiration, motivation, events, and more on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter using @tribeofwomen. Thank you for being here. Please share Tribe Talk and Tribe of Women with your tribe to grow the Tribe of Women together. Until next time.